We're doing the Sefer Amidot, Rav Tzvi Kuf Tzadidalid, the seventh chapter of the Shaar Ahava. The Magen Miduvna had been discussing that there are three types of love. There's the love of the fool, who's infatuated with the mundane, with the worldly pleasures. There's the love of the wise man, which revolves around leading a positive, productive life because he really wants to benefit in the world to come. So in essence, he loves himself, but he serves Hashem, but he's very focused on how he's going to advance in the world. And that's a higher level of love. At least he's doing what's right in the world. He's focused on what's right, but he's not doing it for the highest ideal. And finally, we're up to Avat HaTzadikim and Shemaseh. The love of the righteous, the love of those who are careful in the way they behave. Hamitnalim midotem regnam lachashe ruyam chuyavet el nivraim boreo. They behave with their traits in accordance with the way a creature should treat his creator. Remember, the creator raises a person, strengthens a person. He is so benevolent, he gives him all that's good. That creator watches over us in a general way, in a specific way. And always desires what's good for us. You could see it illustrated in the verse. God says, appoint judges and policemen throughout your cities. They should judge righteously. Don't sway the justice. Don't play favorites. This teaches us a tremendous lesson. That we should open our eyes to recognize one who's greater than ourselves. We have to have judges who we go to. The Creator, who can evaluate Him, who could estimate Him? He's so high above us. And even though He's so awesome, and so holy, and there's no limit. Look at what great modesty he treats us with. And he's interested in what's going on over here. You know,
when you say love, like, what is love?
Oh, it's a good question. Let's wait and see.
How this person loves, what does that mean?
We're going to get there. Love, he described earlier, is really the great drive in life. There are things that we want, we desire, we like, we connect to, and so they drive us. That's an overview, but more details we'll see as we go along. So he says, yeah.
You mentioned in the previous class that it might be more accurate to translate it as like.
Yeah. So he says, the righteous have a different ahava, a different like or love, and that is that they recognize whose world they're in. Meaning, it's very tempting to live in this world and forget who's the boss. But the righteous don't, and they recognize the great distance between us and the greatness of Hashem, who takes an interest in the little things. You guys are going to see. You're going to be in the middle of a very interesting Dvar Torah, something very deep, something very important, a business transaction. And your three-year-old is going to come and say, "Daddy, Daddy, look." And you're hopefully going to have the wisdom to know that you should look. All of life can wait. But if you miss your children's childhood, then... And that doesn't wait for you. Now, sometimes a person can be very busy. You know how busy I am. You know how many things I'm dealing with. You know how many transactions. Yeah, the greatness is measured in the capacity to come down and deal with the simple, deal on a low level. Someone once saw Rav Breuer Zatzal. He was the Rav of the Germanic Jews in the Upper West Side. And he was a big Talmud Chacham. He was once walking home and they saw someone in deep conversation with him. And the person is all heated and he's talking, and Rav Breuer is listening and he's focused and he's asking him questions and details. So the guy figures interesting conversation. He walks a little closer and he hears them talking. And the guy says, so he skid into third base and the guy almost tagged him out. And Rav Breuer says, and how did he miss? Why didn't he tag him out? And the guy goes, well, the guy on second base threw the ball and he overthrew. And Rav Soloveitchik is asking him all the details. So he goes over to someone and he asks, what's going on here? So he says, don't you understand that guy talking to Rav Soloveitchik? He's one of the retarded people in our community. He doesn't know much about anything. But baseball is something he could understand. So he wants a connection with the rabbi. So he sees everyone else comes and talks to the rabbi about something. He can't talk about anything in Torah. So he comes to the rabbi and he talks to him about the baseball game he saw last night. And Rav Breuer understands that the guy wants a connection. So he shows an interest. So he starts asking him, why did he miss him? And how did he has some details.
So he was talking to Rav Soloveitchik?
To Rav Breuer. I'm pretty sure the story was about Rav Breuer. They both were in the same community. They were both in Washington Heights.
I heard you say the story once before and you did say Rav
Soloveitchik. I said Rav Soloveitchik, so I remembered better then. No, so then it must have been Rav Soloveitchik. I heard the story from Rav Herschel Schechter in a shiur. And he was a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, but he also went to Rav Breuer's shiur. So I don't remember now. I thought it was Rav Breuer, but if I said then it was more fresh in my mind. So I guess it was Rav Soloveitchik. So he says that's the greatness. Hashem, as great as he is, comes down and talks to us down here. He's connected with us.